Britain slashes the amount gamblers can lose on electronic slot machines and the robots coming to pack your groceries. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. They've been described as the crack cocaine of the gambling world. In Britain, electronic slot machines located in regulated betting shops allow people to lose more than $135 every 20 seconds. Adam Bradford's dad was sent to prison for stealing to fund his gambling addiction.
It's an addiction like any other. When it gets into the brain and affects the way it works, it goes on and on and on until there's nothing left. He ended up taking out payday loans, credit cards. He remortgaged the house to pay for his gambling addiction. Really, let's face it, the average working person doesn't have £100 every 20 seconds available to spend.
Well, now a parliamentary committee is recommending that the maximum bet per go should be slashed to £2 or just under $3. Matt Hancock is the minister responsible.
Every 20 seconds under the current system, people can bet £100 on these machines. And it is a very serious social blight, and it's something that needs to be tackled. Hundreds of thousands of people who lose thousands of pounds on these machines, and normally the people who don't have thousands of pounds to lose.
The industry isn't happy, though. Vicky Knight is from JenningsBet.
We're very concerned about job losses and shop closures with the government review. £2 is disproportionate to the level that it should be. It's ridiculous that children will be able to gamble and lose more in an arcade on the seaside than adults will be able to in a highly regulated betting shop.
The legislation now goes before the British Parliament. Let's do the numbers. Oil prices have hit their highest level in more than 3 years, creeping closer to $80 a barrel as tensions between the U.S. and Iran simmer. Asian stocks fell as traders remain cautious ahead of China-U.S. trade talks in Washington. Meanwhile, shares in China's largest social media company, Tencent, jumped after the owner of WeChat delivered record profits. Now, shares in the British grocery tech firm Ocado have soared more than 40% on news that it'll build as many as 20 robotic warehouses in the U.S. in an exclusive partnership with Kroger. Kroger is second only to Walmart in terms of market share. Brian Roberts is a director at TCC Global in London.
Ocado is one of the world's leading specialist online grocers, but it's also rapidly becoming a sort of tech provider for other supermarkets around the world. So this big deal with Kroger follows similar deals in Canada, Sweden and France. Unlike a number of other retailers who largely use human beings to pick from stores or dedicated warehouses, Ocado has been really at the forefront globally of using robotics to make this grocery picking process a lot more efficient. And it's this proprietary technology that the likes of Kroger are really interested in because it really increases the chances of supermarkets making this a profitable exercise.
Now, in the US, you've got Whole Foods and Amazon tying up. Walmart is expanding its delivery service. This is what Kroger and Ocado will be competing with.
Online grocery in the United States is light years behind markets like the UK in terms of its popularity. So it's likely that Ocado and Kroger will look at some of the big cities. Kroger has the buying power and the expertise there. Ocado has this amazing technology. And between them, they should be very well equipped to take on the likes of Amazon, Whole Foods and also Walmart.
Brian Roberts there. Raghuram Rajan at the University of Chicago has long been an important global voice. He warned about the 2008 crash years before it happened. As the head of India's central bank, he brought down inflation and expanded banking to millions. He's now been tipped as new Bank of England governor or head of the IMF, and he's been telling the BBC why he's now worried about global debt.
Debt levels are at levels that you previously only saw post-war. Now, post-war, to some extent, there was a willingness to raise tax rates high because there was a sense that, the poor and the middle class have fought the war, people have lost lives, it's up to the rich to pony up. We have those kinds of debt levels without that same sense of national solidarity. And it's happening at a time where we also have significant population aging starting to hit industrial countries. And so the entitlements will now, healthcare, pensions, those will come to the forefront. And the governments that haven't actually sort of made sure that they have a handle on it, including the United States, don't have a long window in which to do this.
And with the U.S. currently holding trade talks with China, Mr. Rajan also said preventing a global trade war depends more on egos than economics.
The real question is, are both sides rational enough and not in any corners so that they can back down if need be, right? Otherwise, you know, one action leads to another and you get effectively a war, whether shooting war or a trade war. And the problem is that for a variety of reasons, we have a lot of strong leaders around the world. And strong leaders have a desire to be seen as strong, which sometimes gives them limited room to maneuver for fear that it not be seen as, you know, part of the image. So I do worry that there is a risk that we get into a situation where neither side can back off and back down, and then we see some tension. That is, to my mind, a very real possibility.
Raghuram Rajan. Finally, the Pope might tweet prolifically to his nearly 18 million Twitter followers, but he's warned nuns about not letting digital media become occasions for wasting time. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.